I was 18 when I got married, a virgin, fresh out of Catholic convent school. My parents were deeply religious, and they didn't want their only daughter getting mixed up with boys at the local public school and getting into trouble, as they called it, whatever that meant. And so they sent me to a private school for girls preparing to be nuns. I didn't want to be a nun. I wanted to get married and have a family someday. But I was a very submissive girl, and I went along with whatever my parents decided. That is why, when they called to say that they'd found a husband for me, I went along with the idea. I left school and went back home to meet the man of my dreams that my parents had selected for me. He was tall and good-looking, and when we first met, he took me into his arms and hugged me tight. I could feel his powerful muscles as he wrapped his arms around me, and I could feel something hard poking me in the stomach, too, though I didn't know what it was. And I could smell his masculine scent, for he had just come inside from chopping wood for the winter, and I was totally overpowered by his huge male presence surrounding me, engulfing me. We never actually dated like most of the other girls. In fact, I was quite ignorant of the ways of men and women behind closed doors, at night, in the bedroom. My parents never talked about the birds and the bees with me. In fact, I don't think my parents actually did it, except maybe once, because I am an only child. So I was quite naive on my wedding night. We had a small wedding with just a few family friends and relatives. There were some uncles there that I hadn't seen for quite a while, and they were all admiring of my looks. I overheard them talking amongst themselves about how well I had filled out, about how good I looked in my white, lacy, low-cut wedding dress, about how the dress couldn't hide my womanly charms, about how it barely covered my breast. Was I wearing a shelf bra? What size bra? Could I even get a bra that big to hold my breasts since they were so big? Was that my nipple poking out? And how they wished they could give me a pearl necklace. The latter confused me because I wasn't wearing a pearl necklace, just an old blue brooch that I'd borrowed from one of my aunts, and I'd never expressed any interest in pearls anyway. The wedding itself was a very simple affair, and afterwards, my new husband gave me a peck on my closed lips as we scurried off to the reception in the big hall attached to the church. We did all the traditional wedding things. All the men kissed me as they walked through the reception line, though some of my uncles were a little sloppy with their kisses, and perhaps their hands missed clutching my shoulders as they wished me well, because there seemed to be a lot of fondling of my breasts, cupping them, caressing them, running their fingers down my deep cleavage as revealed by my low-cut wedding gown. And a couple of them even tried to tweak my nipples as they wished me a joyous wedding night, giving me a wink and a leer. That was something else I was not prepared for, my wedding night. My new husband was very eager to leave the reception early so we could start our honeymoon at the local hotel, even before it got dark outside. I was eager, too, because of all the romance novels I'd read. I just knew that it was going to be glorious, my new husband kissing me and hugging me a lot. I knew I was going to have to take off my wedding gown eventually, but I could do that in the bathroom, where I wouldn't get all embarrassed by having him see me naked. I had a long, white cotton nightgown with little red roses on it that I could slip into. While I was in the bathroom, it occurred to me that maybe I might want to get a heads up from my mother about what actually and specifically I could expect when I joined my husband on our marital bed for our first time together, when he would make love to me for the first time. How exactly was he going to plant his seed inside me to make a baby? I wanted to know what to expect. So I called my mother on my cell phone while I was still in the bathroom changing, and I asked her the question. It was something we had never discussed before, and she explained in a rather vague and roundabout way that when I emerged from the bathroom and joined my new husband on our marital bed, he was going to stick that part of his body which protruded out the most in the place where I peed, and for me to just accept it and to pretend I liked it. I thanked my mother for the advice and hung up the phone, but I was confused and I couldn't figure out how my husband sticking his size 13 foot in the toilet was going to make me pregnant. So I just decided to have my new husband explain it to me. I emerged from the bathroom in my white nightgown that covered me from my neck to my toes, and there he was, lying on top of the bed in all his naked glory, except I was horrified. I had never seen a naked man before, not even in pictures, because they didn't have those kinds of pictures at the convent school, and we never had sex education there either. And the big screen TV was on, and the people were all naked and performing all kinds of lewd acts. And my new husband had his hands on his private parts, one hand stroking his long tube of flesh that was sticking straight up in the air and looked all big and hard and huge, and the other hand was cupping what appeared to be a pair of dark-colored tennis balls below his big pee-pee. I mean, I already knew that men and women pee differently, but I never knew that a man's pee tube would be so big, so hard, so huge, so long, and that he could barely wrap his hand around it. And my little hand was so much smaller than his. Hubby told me to come over to the bed. He wanted me closer to him. He had something he wanted to show me. Well, truth be told, I had seen quite enough, thank you, and I somehow knew that I'd made a horrible mistake leaving the nunnery, and I decided I didn't want to be alone with him when he was naked. But being the submissive girl that I am, I obeyed his command and walked over to the bed. He told me to take off my nightgown. He wanted to see my naked body. It was his right as my husband to see me naked, and that it was my duty to satisfy him sexually, my duty to take his seed inside my body wherever he chose to plant it. And this is a direct quote. He said, "Be it my cunt, my mouth, or my asshole." Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, whatever have I got myself into? I could feel my eyes starting to tear up, and this crude man was not like the heroes in my romance novels. But I obeyed his command, and by shaking hands, I pulled the nightgown up over my hips and breasts and over my head to reveal my naked body to my new husband. I was mortified to stand there before him, naked, while he lay on the bed and his hand was still moving up and down his thick flesh tube, stroking it, making it harder. I wasn't sure, but it seemed to look a little wet and shiny in the light. Oh, God. And then he told me to turn around, which I did, and then to twirl around, which I did, but I was mortified because my breasts were jiggling as I twirled, and then he told me to do some jumping jacks. Which I thought was a strange request, and I was totally mortified that I was naked and that my huge breasts were bouncing all around. But hubby didn't care. And after a few minutes of him watching as I bounced and jiggled, his hand never stopped stroking. He told me to put my hands on my breasts. He wanted me to cup them, to squeeze them, to fondle them, to hold them out with my hands as though I was presenting them to him as a gift. Oh, God. My breasts are big, unnaturally so, and they protrude greatly from my chest, embarrassingly so. And then he told me to take my fingers, oh God, and to pinch my nipples, oh jeez. He wanted to see me make my nipples get all big and hard. And I did what he instructed, but I was so embarrassed, and the tears started silently flowing down my cheeks, barely visible to him. And then he told me to lift my breasts up, except he called them my tits, and I suck my own nipples. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, 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 jeez, oh God, oh, oh. I'd never done this before, and I thought it was an unnatural act. Boy, was I naive considering what happened later in the evening, too. But I obeyed his command because he was my husband, and I just promised to obey him. Then he told me to come closer to the bed. He wanted to touch and feel my tits for himself. And so he sat up on the edge of the bed as I moved closer. And then he leaned over and grabbed my tits, as he called them, and started squeezing them and fondling them. Oh, God. And mauling them. And then he put his mouth on one of my tits, his lips and mouth trying to engulf my whole breast, flicking my nipple, and then sucking it like he were a baby sucking at his mother's breasts. I could feel tingles running up and down my spine, but I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know that my new husband was preparing me for when he would thrust his huge male member inside me and break my cherry and force himself deep inside my body, thrusting harder and deeper and making me take him all the way inside, accept his presence, make me take his offering, his male seed. In other words, make me a woman. Oh, God, I just obediently stood by the bed while my new husband touched and squeezed and mauled and fingered my big tits, sticking his face down deep into my cleavage as he held them together and making all kinds of horrible noises and getting his spit and drool all over my nice, clean breasts. Then he told me to turn around and bend over. He wanted to see my backside, except he called it my ass. And then he told me to grab onto my ass cheeks and to spread myself open for him. Oh, God, he wanted to see up close where he was going to stick his flesh tube, except he called it his cock. And then he told me to turn around again, still bent over, and he wanted to see my tits hanging down and swaying while he watched, to let my nipples scrape against his thighs as he stroked his male member, which was staring me right in the face by now. And every now and then, reaching his hand out to touch and feel my breasts, telling me how much bigger they were in person, all naked and hanging down, and how much he admired them, how much they turned him on, how he couldn't stand it anymore, and how he needed to fuck me. Then he told me to get down on my knees, to kneel before before him like I was a good little cocksucker. And then he stuck his big peepee in between my tits and started sliding it up and down my titty tunnel he had just made by holding my tits close together. And my breasts are so big, they overflowed his big hands, the flesh oozing out between his fingers as he slid his big thing up and down, almost touching it to my lips, which I kept closed, by the way. I was mortified and humiliated. I'd become just a sex doll to my new husband. And he was going to use my body for his own sexual gratification. And he was going to make me messy and cover my body with his spit and his drool and his foul emissions. And the tears were flowing down my cheeks, even though I tried to stop them, crying silently to myself. He told me he liked fucking my tits. Those were the words he used. He liked seeing his cock slide back and forth in between my big mounds of flesh. But that there was something he wanted even more. And for me to open my whore mouth and to take his cock inside. That's what he called it, a cock. And he said that when they were as big as his, they weren't called peepees anymore. They were called cocks. Or, in his case, even monster cocks. He told me to open my mouth. He wanted me to taste my first cock. He wanted me to experience the joy of taking a man's cock into my mouth for the first time. To feel the warmth of his male flesh. To feel the veiny texture of his cock against my tongue as I licked all around the head and shaft. He wanted me to experience the pleasure of feeling a man's cock sliding in and out of my mouth for the first time. The absolute joy of a man forcing his tip to the very back of my throat. Feeling the pressure of his cock at the back of my throat. Feel the ultimate joy of a man's cock opening my throat up for the first time. To feel the rush of pleasure of a man fucking a woman's throat for the missed time. And if I was a good girl and did all of that, then he would give me a present. A big surprise. Something that I would love. If not then, later, after we'd been married a few days, something that I would grow to love, eventually. And so he took his big tube of male flesh, or rather his cock, as he instructed me to call it from now on, out from between my breasts, and explained to me that it was just a muscle, a male muscle, and that it needed to be exercised, just like all the other muscles on a human body, and that I needed to help him exercise his male muscle. And then he put his hands on the top of my head, his fingers entwined through my long, dark, wavy tresses to hold my head still, while, without actually touching it with his hand, he moved his male muscle around, swaying it in front of my face like a giant snake, moving his hips back and forth, up and down, touching my pretty face with his nerdy, dirty, nasty, wet, seeping thing, touching my cheeks and nose and forehead with it, rubbing it all over my face and down my breasts, which were proudly thrusting out. And then he took his thing in his right hand while his left hand still held my head steady, and he rubbed the tip along the seam of my lips, the same lips that had so laboriously painted with my new red smudged lips. He poked and prodded at my lips, and he told me to open my whore mouth and to take his cock inside. But I shook my head no, and I refused to do his bidding because I was so dirty and nasty. And then he did the unthinkable. He pinched my nose, cutting off my air supply. I held my breath as long as I could, but in my panic state, I couldn't hold on very long, and then I opened up my mouth for air. And he plunged his big, huge flesh tube inside, filling my oral cavity with this monstrous thing, telling me to lick it and suck it. Oh, God. Oh, oh. Oh. choking me with it as they plunged it in and out of my mouth. He took me to the back of my mouth with it, trying to force it down my throat. Boy, it almost all the way out, and then pushing it back in again. I really was at the very back of my throat. Burying the slide of his cock through that narrow aperture leading to my throat. Me wanting to experience the tightness. I'm feeling the tip of his cock push through that narrow opening and out of my throat. Knowing that it was that his cock was the first cock in my virgin mouth's throat, I tried to shake my head no, but I couldn't move my head because his fingers were gripping my hair too tightly. And I choked and gagged at his big cock, and I couldn't breathe. Gagging reflex opened my mouth just enough for him to force his big, fat, fit, swollen cock in my throat, and my lips were tight against his hairy belly, and his balls were tight against my chin, and he kept saying,
"Open your mouth for me. Accept my cock in your throat like a good little wife."
And then he said he wanted a memento of our first time together and me taking his cock in my mouth. But he said he could see my throat balls out every time he shoved it in deep, and he wanted a picture of it to remember it of our first time together. Then after he cut the picture, he went back to fucking my throat. That's what he called it. Fucking my throat. We were choking and gagging for breath in my black eye makeup. I was moving down my cheeks and crying and trying to move out. "No, please don't hit Mercy. Your cock is too big. It's choking me." But my little husband didn't care, and he just kept saying to his wife,
"Oh yeah, fuck yeah. This is so hot. Watching my new wife take my big cock down her throat for the first time. Watching your big tits bouncing as I fuck your throat. I know you may not like it now, but you will in time. Eventually, you'll be begging me to fuck your face like this."
And then he was pulling my face tight against his hairy belly, my nose ring his hip up, back and forth and forth from his cock down my throat, deep, going, but then he moaned out,
"Here it is, baby, take my cum, baby, like a good old cum slut."
And then he held my head back, but he slapped both of the bone of his side, he slipped it down my throat, telling me to swallow it, to swallow his spunk like a good old cum slut. Oh, but there was too much, and I started backing up and coming out of my nose. I was crying.
And my new husband, whom I just married, introduced me to a man's cock for the first time by ramming it down my throat, then ejaculating a horrible slimy substance into my mouth and throat that would make me swallow. Oh God, oh Jesus, oh. And he kept it there for a minute, knowing all the time that I was choking on it, and then his cock softened up and it fell out of my mouth, which was now open, and all his slime dropped out, or it was coughed up. As it oozed out of my mouth and down my chin and out of my big tits. And then my new husband used the tip of his cock to smear the mess all over my hard nipples. Oh, and my lips and my face. And then he presented his cock to me and told me to lick it and suck it and make it hard again so he could fuck me. I did what he ordered, since I've been an obedient girl my whole life, licking and sucking and slurping on his huge flesh tube. I spit and drool mixing with my tears as I tried to do what he said. But before he was fully hard again, he asked me if I'd ever touched myself down there. And of course I said no. It was forbidden, and only dirty girls did that. And then he said he wanted to show me something. But I was wary because of the last time he'd said that. And so he told me to lie down upon our marital bed and to spread my legs as wide apart as I could get them. And then he scooted down in the bed and proceeded to thread his arms through my legs to hold me still while he got his head and face down between my legs. And I could feel his warm breath as he blew air upon my private parts. I tried to close my legs because it was a dirty thing for him to put his face where I peed, but my struggle was to no avail. I told him that I smelled stinky down there, but he told me that that was the sweetest of all scents to a man. And then he stuck his tongue out and proceeded to lick where I peed, telling me how much a man loves to lick a woman's gash. And I could feel his tongue down there. I was so, so sensitive. I wanted something, but I didn't know what. And so I just laid a hand over my tit and squeezed and fondled and pinched my nipple and pulled my tit out, stretching it away from my body as my new husband licked and sucked me down there. And I was humping my hips up at his face, searching, reaching. I was so close. But he stopped for a second and maneuvered around so that we were upside down to each other. Him on top and his huge hanging pole of man meat was right there. His hips right above my face. His giant flesh tube rubbing against my face and lips demanding entrance. I knew now what he wanted. He wanted me to open my mouth to him, to allow his cock inside my mouth. Only this time, it didn't seem so dirty. This time, I kind of wanted him to stick his male membrane in my mouth. This time, I kind of wanted to suck on it and to worship it and to feel the presence of his cock inside my mouth. I actually wanted to feel him thrusting and shoving his cock into my mouth and down my throat. So I eagerly opened my mouth for him, taking his entire flesh tube inside my mouth while he lay on top of me as he continued to lick and suck me down there. Me thrusting my hips up to his lips and mouth. Oh, God, something was happening. I knew not what, but I wanted it really bad, whatever it was. I needed it. And so I continued to suck on his huge flesh stick and moan and then
Yes, yes. Oh, God, yes.
I felt it. Something. I felt this huge tingle and convulsion and his tongue licking, and I was so wet down there, and then it was too much. I begged him to stop licking me, and he told me that I just had my first cum. And then he said it was time. Oh, God. Time for him to fuck me, to make me a woman. Oh, my God. I won't lie. I was scared. His huge male member looked so big and huge and long and thick and swollen as he laid his heavy tool on my belly, showing me just how far it was going to go up inside me when he was fully seated inside my vagina, his heavy balls resting against my ass crack, the full length of his manhood reaching to my belly button. I was terrified of it. It was never going to fit inside me. Then my new husband leaned over and took one of my nipples inside his mouth and started sucking on it as he laid his cock there against my slit and started sliding it around. He was gentle at first as he laid on top of me, moving his tongue from my nipple to my mouth. Still all wet and stinky and dirty from being between my legs and my cum all over it, but I welcomed his tongue inside my mouth. My tears had started to dry up, and I felt his massive organ rub and slide up and down my gash, as he called it, and he said he had to make his cock as wet as possible before it thrust it up inside me to break my cherry. And so he continued to kiss me, his tongue thrusting inside my mouth. In an imitation of what his cock would do to me in just a minute, his large hands squeezing and fondling my huge tits, my legs spread wide, his narrow hips between my legs, me loving the feeling of his huge cock sliding up and down my wet gash because it was making me tingle all over again. And then he said it was time. I was scared to death. His cock was too big. It was going to hurt, just like when he forced it down my throat the first time, which seemed a lifetime ago. But it was my duty to obey my husband and to take care of his sexual needs, and I feared that my husband would have a large appetite. And so, when he told me to raise my hips, I did so. And then he told me to put my hand around his cock. He wanted to see my fingers on it. He wanted to see how my fingers didn't even meet because he was so thick. And then he told me to place his cock at the entrance to my fuck hole. That's what he called it. And to move it around to get my slit ready to receive him. And then he forced his way inside me. He told me that he knew it would be a tight fit and that I needed to help him. I needed to help him, his cock force his way inside my fuck hole so he could break my cherry. And so I lined up his cock as best I could, and then he gave his first thrust. Oh, God. Just testing it out, and then another thrust. Oh, it started to hurt. And then one more big thrust, long and painful, and oh God, it hurt so bad. I was screaming. And he put his hand across my mouth and started to scream as he kept thrusting his big, huge cock inside my tiny fuckhole. Pressure, trying to open me up so I could take his big tube of man meat over and over and over again. And the tears flowing down my cheeks once more because his cock was so big and I was a virgin and I was too small to accommodate that. Oh, God, it was so big. And after a moment, he held still and told me that was so I could get used to having his cock inside me. And during that time, he licked and sucked and nursed on my big tits. squeezing them and mauling them and licking my nipples. Taking my nipple inside his mouth and sucking. And after a while, I felt myself loosen up, and his cock didn't hurt anymore. That is, until he started thrusting again. I tried to be brave and take it, but his cock was just too big. I cried every time he jammed that thing into me. And he was so long, he was bursting through my cervix, pounding up against my womb. Oh, God, please stop. This cock is too big. It's too thick. He's killing me with it. Please let me suck it instead. Dead, and then all of a sudden he pulled out, and oh no, he pulled out and told me to turn over and get my hands and knees, and I was so grateful, oh, for the relief that it never even occurred to me that it was going to sodomize my asshole. Oh, I didn't know what he intended to do. All I know is that I was so relieved that he'd pulled his big cock out of my cunt, as he called it. But then I felt him slide his big flesh tube along my crack, my ass crack, trying to find my fuck hole again. But no, he was too high. He was at the wrong hole. I begged him to stop. Don't put that thing up my ass. Please don't. And then he lay his cock up against my tinkle crinkle, but it wouldn't go in. Thank God. But then he stroked his cock and he squeezed the blood out of his tip to make the head smaller, saying things like how he wanted to fuck my ass, how he wanted to fuck all my holes on our wedding night so that I would know what was in store for me, and how he wanted to fuck my ass and then make me lick his cock, make me lick my own shit off his cock. And I was scared, and I started crying again, and I was gonna report him to my mother too, but he said he didn't care. I was his wife now, and he could do anything he wanted to me, even make me take his cock up my ass. And then he lay his tip up against my little crinkly rosette and gave it a shove, and I screamed that it was too big, but he just ignored me, and he reached around and grabbed my big tits to use as handles as he started thrusting and pounding and saying, oh yeah, fuck yeah, gonna bust your cherry ass wide open. Feel my cock in your ass. Feel my cock all the way up your shit chute. Take it, baby. Take my cock. Oh yeah. Stretching your little asshole out. You're gonna be shitting my cum out for a week. And then he started hunching and pounding and thrusting deeper and deeper, and it hurt so much I was screaming. Take it out, please take it out. Oh dear God, take it out. And he just told me to stop my screaming and to rub my clitoris and take my mind off of his cock in my ass. And he proceeded to thrust and shove his big cock up my asshole. And then he said, I'm gonna come. You want it in your ass or in your cunt or in your face? Your choice, baby girl. And I said, in my face. Anything, just anything to get him out of my asshole and my cunt hole. And so he pulled his cock out of my ass, and it made a wet popping sound. So when he did it, and then he real quick scooted up over my face and told me to open my mouth for him, and he plunged inside, and I could feel him shoot his spunk inside my mouth and down my throat, and I swallowed it, or at least that part that I didn't cough up and spurt out of my nose. And then shot number 3 went on my face, and number 4 went on my tits, and number 5 went on my nipples. Then my new husband proceeded to use his fuck stick to rub his cum onto my nipple. And then back to my face again, where he smeared his cum all over my pretty face with the tip of his cock. But my face wasn't pretty anymore because my eye makeup was all runny, and I just knew I was a mess. And then he leaned down and kissed me. right on my cum messy lips and told me we could start all over again in about 5 minutes as soon as he rested up a little bit and recharged his balls. And in the meantime, it would be a really big help if I would go down on him and suck his cock and lick his balls and rub my big tits all over his belly so he could watch them. And I just thought, what have I gotten myself into? As I did what he ordered, wishing I was back at the nunnery. And then hubby took his phone out again and started snapping more pictures of me, naked, tits swaying, nipples protruding, as in the air, my mouth and tongue licking and sucking on his huge flesh tube, making it swell up so he could do me again. And then I heard him call a friend and told him to get on over here to the hotel right away, the honeymoon suite, if he wanted a treat. It was going to be a long night, and my husband had lots of friends.